Moving east from Serbia to the Caucasus, where in Georgia it's a different kind of crisis, and it's affecting both people and animals. Over the weekend, flash floods in Georgia killed at least a dozen people. The floods also destroyed parts of the zoo in the capital, Tbilisi, and a number of animals escaped. For locals there, it was terrifying.
Roads completely destroyed, buildings swept away, cars swept away. It was extremely dramatic and scary.
Journalist Natalia Antalava lives in Tbilisi. If the flooding happened over the weekend, Natalia, is it too soon to ask if things are returning to normal?
Well, it certainly doesn't feel normal here. The city was pretty much paralyzed because so many roads, the worst of the flooding happened at a huge intersection. And it was the mudslide that came from much higher up that, you know, pushed the river out of its banks and caused the sort of damage that was caused. And today is actually a day of mourning, a day off as well. And there are hundreds of volunteers that are still clearing up. People are still being evacuated from some of the buildings that are near the river. There's some danger of them collapsing. So to answer your question, no, doesn't feel normal at all.
So a day of mourning for the people who have died, and I suspect lots of fears about those who are still missing.
Absolutely. About 20 people are still missing, are accounted for. And yes, I mean, you know, terrible for the families. So many tragic stories. The story of a zoo worker, one of the staff members who had just returned from work about a month ago. She had to have her arm amputated because she was bitten by a lion. And she came out recently with this public statement saying that she would continue dedicating her life to animals, and she was returning to work, and she did not blame the lion for what happened to her. And she rushed to try to help the animals in the zoo as the storm hit, and she was killed along with two of her colleagues. So lots of heartbreaking stories.
Tell us what happened at Tbilisi Zoo. I mean, there was a hippopotamus on the loose for a while, in fact.
Marco, not just hippopotamus. There were hundreds of animals on the loose. I mean, we're talking about tigers and wolves and a panther and hyenas. I mean, I saw the hyena that was shot dead in the street. The hippopotamus probably made the most dramatic pictures of the hippopotamus that was sedated and it was being led back into the zoo by a bunch of people that were pushing him from behind. I mean, incredible, sort of bizarre in the middle of the city, these wild animals.
The animals must have been terrified. Have they all been rounded up?
Oh, it must have been absolutely terrifying for them. And to be honest, this is a kind of an upsetting part of this story because there's 600 animals in the Tbilisi Zoo. Some of them, you know, died immediately. Monkeys could not swim. A lot of them, the ones that went on the loose, what happened, and I think there will be a lot of questions in the days to come about what happened and why it happened, because a lot of the animals were shot. The explanation that one of the security services gave me was, well, this is not a Discovery Channel. You know, if an animal is aggressive, the danger is there. But in the chaos that ensued after the storm, you know, there were some people from the security services that basically went on a bit of a safari, and there are reports of those animals that were sedated and tied and could have been transported back, they were shot as well. You know, once things calm down, once the people, the survivors of the storm are in safety and the basics are provided for, I think there will be questions that people who were in charge of the operation will have to answer.
What's the weather forecast for the next couple of days?
Torrential rains predicted tonight, which
really
is not a very comforting thought for people here.
Tbilisi resident and journalist Natalia Antalava, thank you for your time.
Thanks.